KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky at 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 86. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, Iowa Republican Governor Terry Branstad paid a visit to Atlantic Friday afternoon. His first stop was at Rex Pharmacy, which was awarded McKesson Health Mart Pharmacy of the Year on June 27th. Branstad found out about the award while in California speaking with representatives from McKesson about a new distribution center they're building in Clear Lake. He asked store owner Josh Bohr what he did to earn the top honor.
I think in large it was the fact that we were able to refocus rather than being a reactive type pharmacy to being proactive in helping our customers manage their health and their medications and really making the focus on outcomes. So there's a lot of areas in healthcare where pharmacies in position to fill the gap, whether it be transitions of care, if a patient goes from a hospital to home or from a nursing facility to home. There's a lot of areas where things can get off, and as one of the most accessible health professionals, we're in a perfect position
to help people
to be able to fill that gap.
Branstad was impressed enough to ask Bohr to join him during a future governor's weekly press conference focusing on managed health care for Medicaid on a state level and how Bohr's approach of better patient health care equals better business success and can be applied on a statewide basis.
But I think the proactive approach and the focus on helping the patients to improve their medical outcomes is exactly where we want to go as a state.
And it fits right in with our whole goal of being the healthiest state.
Afterward, Governor went down to the street to stop at the Old Whitney Hotel, which is in the process of being renovated into apartments catered toward mature adults. Mark Smith, along with a group of investors, purchased the three-story Victorian era Boss Hotel that was built in 1890. It is on the list of National Register of Historic Places.
Our plan is we're going to have the first floor be commercial space. We're going to have a restaurant over here, but there's a kitchen and over here. And then this half over here will all be office spaces. And then in the back to the left-hand side will be a community room for the residents. And the restaurant will be able to use for kind of if the Rotary Club wants to meet and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then the top two floors will have apartments. There'll be eight units on each floor, so we'll have 16 units.
Smith said they've received approval from the state for historical tax credits to renovate the building, but are awaiting word from the federal government on a similar tax credit. Construction on the $4 million project is scheduled to begin late this fall, most likely in November, and be completed by mid to late summer of 2017. After his tour of the Old Whitney Hotel, Branstad told reporters he learned more about the history of Atlantic and how the Whitney family played a role in the community's growth.
I also learned that Whitney was one of the founders, the founder of this community of Atlantic, and so I have a real interest in history.
Members of the KM School District's Board of Education met Thursday evening during a special session to discuss the preschool building in Messina as it relates to capital projects. The current building is a used portable building that began occupancy in 2008. It has some issues that have caused concern. Last month, Snyder & Associates engineer Tim Teig said he felt the structure had exceeded its useful life. To refurbish the building, including replacing the roofing, siding, trim, flooring, and necessary work on the south embankment, was estimated to cost over $50,000. And during the last meeting, the board directed the administration to decide a temporary solution to meet the specs and plan what need to be done. School Board Secretary Linda Edwards told KJAN News Friday that the board had made a temporary plan during their meeting on Thursday for the upcoming school year to house the four-year-old preschool students in what is currently the music room or vocal instrumental room at the school in Messina.
And then they have to move band room to another room, and then move the second grade to another room, and that room into another room. So it's like musical chairs and wherever they land. And then they were looking into determining a more permanent solution. You know, I think at our meeting on the 18th that they'll have more of an idea of what they're going to do.
If the board should eventually decide on constructing a new building for a future four-year-old preschool, it's estimated it would take about a year to complete. In other business, the KAM School Board Thursday accepted the resignations of a bus driver and paraprofessional. They also offered a contract to Tara Knapp, who will serve as a shared art teacher with the Griswold School District, and a contract for the head basketball coach's position and assistant high school football coach to Nick Hodges. The Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs says a $1.7 million grant and funding is being provided for cultural development projects in five newly designated and two current Iowa Great Places communities. The announcement follows the DCA's approval of a Iowa Great Places Citizen Advisory Board recommendation to designate and award funding to the communities. Among them is Malvern. The Malvern Area Betterment Association is receiving $292,000 to strengthen community development initiatives in the city of Malvern through downtown streetscaping and public art. Other cities receiving DCA grant funds include Bondurant, Dubuque, Forest City, and Maquoketa. Madison County and the City of Manning, two current Iowa Great Places, are receiving a total of $209,400 from the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. The Madison County Chamber of Commerce will receive $41,500 to increase accessibility to the John Wayne Birthplace through site development, landscaping, and property restoration. The City of Manning receives $167,900 to enhance community revitalization initiatives by expanding Trestle Park and developing the Trestle Trail. Created in 2005, the Iowa Great Places program has awarded nearly $17 million to 41 designated Iowa Great Places. That program is administered by the Iowa Arts Council, which is a division of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. A local, state, and federal agencies are hosting an amnesty program in Council Bluffs today, during which people can turn over various types of guns and explosives without fear of prosecution. The bi-state event is being overseen by Sergeant Matt Manhart, director of the Omaha Police Department's Bomb Squad.
If you have any unused consumer fireworks, illegal fireworks, any firearms or ammunition, can be taken to any one of the three locations where our amnesty is being held.
Those locations include the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office in Council Bluffs, Omaha Fire Station number 43, and Seymour Smith Park in Omaha. Manhart says the whole point of the event is to make our streets and homes a little safer from dangerous explosives and lethal weapons, and he stresses no questions will be asked.
Especially something illegal that there's not going to be any issues just bringing in. I'd rather have the stuff get off the streets, realize no one's going to get hurt by those items.
These amnesty days are held in the metro area at least once a year, and organizers say they work.
We average anywhere from probably 800 to 900 pounds of fireworks, anywhere from 500 to probably 700 or 800 pounds worth of ammunition is brought in every single time. So they've always been very successful.
The amnesty program runs today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The drop-offs involve all local law enforcement agencies in the Omaha and Council Bluffs area, the Nebraska State Fire Marshal's Office, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reported yesterday that a Cass County woman had been arrested Thursday night on an OWI first offense charge. The arrest of 39-year-old Julie Ann Lucci of Atlantic was the result of a traffic stop near Hamlin on Highway 41, or rather 71 and 44, at around 11:30 p.m. Thursday. Lucci was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. A man from Mills County was arrested Wednesday in Cass County on an Iowa Department of Corrections warrant for parole violation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 35-year-old Joshua Edward Maston of Hastings was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held without bond. And an altercation between two men Friday morning in Council Bluffs led to shots being fired and one person injured. Bluffs police said officers were called to 1022 Fifth Avenue at around 9:30 a.m. After speaking with neighbors, officers determined a fight between two men escalated to the point that one male retrieved a handgun from a vehicle on the property and chased the other male southbound across Fifth Avenue. In the alley between Fifth Avenue and Sixth Avenue, the neighbors reported hearing at least two shots fired. One of the men then fled the area in a vehicle while the other returned to the residence at 1022 Fifth Avenue. Eventually, officers entered the residence when the two men refused to come out. 42-year-old Kimberly Trotter, who lives at the home, told officers that a man forced entry to the residence by kicking in the back door that, once he was inside the home, assaulted her by striking her several times. Trotter indicated that a male subject in the residence had intervened and began fighting with the other male and that the fight continued outside. Trotter was treated for minor facial lacerations at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. No other known injuries resulted. The names of both men allegedly involved in the incident have not yet been released as authorities were considering whether or not to press criminal charges. The case had remained under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.